Well, that was confusing, I think, by design. What the agenda here was aimed at doing, I think, and I will give you my conclusion, and I'll kind of back into how I get there.
All right.
I think we're building up to a huge, major announcement vis-a-vis space by the President of the United States, Barack Obama, coming off the commission he set up to analyze top to bottom whether the United States really can afford a manned space program, a human space program, as it has for the last 40 years, or we should be spending the money doing something else. The fact that 2 days before this impact, the president held for the first time at the White House a star party and invited 200 middle school kids and a whole bunch of press, and there's a whole bunch of pictures, some of which will be in this Enterprise piece that we're doing, showing the president of the United States looking through a small amateur telescope up into space, which has never been featured in the entire history of the American presidency, a president getting that in, even Kennedy.
No,
looking through telescope.
And Kennedy should have been the one to have that because of the push for going to the moon. And
but
you're
what
right,
he wandered around with von Braun looking at big rockets and, you know, things like that. But this is obviously was foreshadowing. This was part of an organized campaign to get everybody looking up out at the crack of dawn. The idea was if the president is out there looking through a telescope, well, then I can get up a couple hours early. I know this from personal experience. I'm dealing with, you know, some interesting folks at NBC and Sci-Fi, and I just sent them an email saying, if you want to go out and see this thing, they live in New York City, right? Where, how many times do you get a chance to see something interesting astronomical in downtown New York City, Manhattan, right?
Right.
I got BlackBerry emails from these people in their limos, their town cars, being driven from the network offices back to their luxury apartments, telling me they were so thankful I had done this and they were going to rush up to the roof the following morning to look with their own eyes and a borrowed telescope to see if they could see this. I mean, this was a careful campaign to involve everybody in something that is a prelude to something else, getting back to your and David's conversation. What I think happened is that they didn't count on that the moon was not going to cooperate, that they were listening to the mainstream guys. And they didn't understand that the moon is not what the mainstream guys keep telling everybody, including the President of the United States, what is there. That there's something much more interesting there, which they were obviously not talking about.